tell me about this internet buzz. What's going on here? What have you said about it specifically? I mean, they're running all over the place saying that there's a UFO going around the sun. I want to get your take on this.
Well, you know, it's been a long journey for me to, you know, of observing the sun. It started really when I was doing a lot of studying of ancient civilization.
Mm-hmm.
I found that, like, all these civilizations around the world were talking about sun gods and talking about them in terms of, you know, using the sun in some kind of stargate or in some kind of way of traveling through the universe in many different cultures around the world. And they're very similar stories, and they're very coherent, and they seem to describe a very specific way the universe works and a very specific way we can travel in it. And so, you know, I started to pay more and more attention to the sun. And in 1998, I came across a video that came from the SOHO probe where there was two objects that seemed to be solar-gazing comets that seemed to crash into the sun. And I analyzed the video carefully and found that there was some anomaly in the movements of those comets along their path towards the sun. And then as well, you know, they didn't have tails that seemed to be long enough for the comet's size they were, and so on. And so I started to really pay attention to a lot of the information that's available to us from the SOHO probes and various other telescopes. And as I did that, I realized that I wasn't the only one that was paying attention to the sun. And it turned out that it seemed like a very large institution, one of the wealthiest and most powerful institutions on our planet, the Vatican, was actually spending a lot of time and a lot of energy looking at our sun itself.
They have been all over the map, haven't they?
They have. And, you know, so in 1998, I started to publicly talk about this. I showed the videos in my seminars, and I talked to people about it, and I talked to various experts about it, and I got information from insiders inside JPL and others. And, you know, I found very, very interesting data that seemed to show that there is activity around the sun that cannot be easily explained by conventional means. And, you know, this is a question of opinion, and, you know, it's the result of all the research I've done, but it really looks very anomalous in many cases.
Now, one of the reasons why these theories abound, do you think it's because it's very difficult to get great pictures near the sun because it blots things out?
Yes. You know, the sun is a very energetic system, obviously. It's 99.8% the mass of our solar system. All the planets together don't even make 1% the mass of the sun. So it's very energetic. There's a lot of difficulties in analyzing the sun. You know, even like things that are simple that you'd think we know about the sun, for instance, its rate of rotation. We have a pretty good idea of its rate of rotation. However, because it is a plasma sphere, there's different rate of rotation around the equator and others, you know, as you go up the latitude. So even something simple as the, you know, the rate of rotation of the sun, or, you know, many dynamics that we see on the sun, for instance, the missing neutrino issues and so on, have crop up in our physics throughout the years. And, you know, observing the sun demands very expensive probes out there that are taking a beating with a lot of solar particle hitting the cameras and the lens. And so there's a lot of artifacts that comes up on these reels, on these videos, on these pictures that are taken of the sun by these probes. So it's very difficult to make a distinction between artifacts that are like particles hitting the lens, or you know, various compression and decompression issues that occur with resolution issue and so on, and genuine unexplainable objects mm-hmm. that seem to show up around the sun at times.
So are you saying that what might be going on around the sun could be objects of extraterrestrial origin?
It could be. I believe so. And I'm saying this not really lightly. I mean, it is a question of opinion. However, it is not just from observation of the sun over a period of, 15 years that have been, but as well from an intense and deep study in ancient civilization and this thread that one can follow when studying ancient texts and ancient cultures around the world that talks about these advanced beings that seem to have visited our planet thousands and thousands of years ago. I mean, it's in most of the ancient traditions, and that talks about their use of the sun, and their mode of traveling, their power source, looking like a little sun, and so on. And so I think there's something very, very significant there, and I think it's really, at this point in history, it's unveiling very rapidly.